From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Monitoring groups in Syria are reporting at least 35 civilians have been killed by Turkish airstrikes. The deaths come as Turkish forces continue to move deeper into Syria in an operation against Islamic State and Syrian Kurdish forces. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish airstrikes supported by artillery attacked Syrian villages Sunday close to Turkey's border that were under the control of US-allied Kurdish militia. Turkish military officials say 25 Kurdish militia members were killed and denied there were any civilian fatalities. In the same statement, the military said it's committed to protecting civilians under international law. Fighting has escalated since Turkey launched its Syrian operation Wednesday. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Officials say Afghan security forces are preparing to retake a district in Paktia province that fell to the Taliban on Saturday. Authorities say dozens of Afghan troops have been killed in the fighting. There are also reports of fighting in several northern and northeastern Afghan provinces, including Kunduz, Baghlan, and Takhar. Taliban insurgents have made significant advances in Helmand province. Italian officials have opened an investigation to focus on different structures that collapsed in Wednesday's earthquake. Public prosecutors say they will investigate why recently constructed buildings collapsed. They will also look at private property owners who may have altered ancient houses in ways that breached building codes. Italy marked a day of national mourning on Saturday for the nearly 300 people who were killed in the earthquake. For more on that story and other news stories, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Forces loyal to Libya's unity government Sunday have begun pushing into the last areas of the city of Sirte, still held by the Islamic State group. A number of Libyan fighters have been killed in the military operation to retake the city, which was seized by IS forces in 2015. Government forces say the insurgents are retreating. In a communique Sunday, the foreign ministers of France, Germany, Poland affirmed the need for cooperation among European Union nations as Britain prepares to leave the bloc. The ministers met in Germany to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Weimar Triangle Political Forum. U.S. presidential contender Donald Trump told a crowd in Iowa Saturday that policies of the Democratic Party are to blame for what he called the deplorable conditions in many of America's inner cities. He has called Hillary Clinton, his Democratic opponent in the November 8th presidential election, a bigot, but opinion polls show Clinton with a huge lead among black voters. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reiterated his support for the death penalty, saying its reinstatement is backed by a majority of Turks. At a rally Sunday in Gaziantep, Mr. Erdogan told hundreds of people that his remarks were also directed at members of the Turkish parliament. FARC rebel commanders in Colombia have ordered a final ceasefire at the stroke of midnight Sunday. It's part of a permanent peace agreement the group reached with the government. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos already had announced that the Colombian military will lay down its arms against the rebels on Monday. The agreement is expected to be put on a referendum next month. Bolivian officials have accused three miners, including the president of a mining federation, of killing the country's deputy interior minister. 40 miners have been detained in the case. Rodolfo Illanes was kidnapped and beaten to death Thursday by striking miners after he went to the town of Panduro to mediate in a conflict over mining laws. An autopsy found that Illanes died of trauma to the brain and thorax. Pakistani officials say security forces have raided a madrasa in Quetta and have rounded up about 100 Afghan nationals suspected of having links to militant groups. Authorities also seized literature from the Madrasa Abdullah bin Zubair. Supporters of Gabon President Ali Bongo and his chief rival, Jean Ping, are both claiming victory and alleging fraud in the African nation's presidential election. The official results in Saturday's election won't be known until Tuesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.